We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast where we do monthly challenges to see whose food reigns supreme, and this month is soup. My name is Bradley Jones. With me, as always, is Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi.
You bring in the intensity.
Always. That's what you count on me for.
How is your month of soup, Jacqueline?
Delicious.
Yeah?
I love soup.
It was really good.
I did not. My whole house smelled like soup all month. I smelled like soup all month. It was just such a cozy feeling in this cold weather.
I forget how much good soup there is out there, but I also don't love all the dishes that I made. Making all the soup for this best
same
because soup you use a lot of dishes. You're using bowls, you're using knives, you're using pots, you're using all sorts of things.
I forgot during this soup challenge, of course, you meant because what you mentioned about dishes, our dishwasher broke day one of the soup challenge.
Oh no.
It's such a mess. So that did add an extra layer of frustration on this. It wasn't the soup's fault, but the timing was great. Yeah.
Yeah, I kept on having to look for my ladle. It's like, where did I put my ladle? It's like I used it on the last soup. So I only have one ladle, so I got to keep washing this ladle. it was a new experience. The ladle's always clean. How often am I using that? But whatever that.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I use a ladle for anything else. I don't normally make this much soup. I had soup every day this month.
I was running out of spoons.
Do you think it's weird to choose February for a soup month, or do you think we did that on purpose?
Oh, it's nice and cold February. I think that's still soup. I think there's two soup seasons, the fall that early spring or that late winter.
Oh, yeah. It's just like dark and dreary and you're just waiting for spring to start. Yeah, that's a good one.
Because Christmas time, you're eating a lot of like main dishes. You're eating a lot of ham. You got that Thanksgiving in there. That kind of throws everything out of whack. Like after like Thanksgiving and like January 1st is like heavy meals. And then after that, you start to eat a little bit lighter again, I feel.
That's true. But now you've got me thinking there isn't a Christmas soup. There could easily be with those leftovers. If you have ham and peas, that's green.
There you go.
And then you could throw pimentos in it. Nope, that's gross. No. red pepper? No. Pepperoni? Help me out. What's red?
So when you're saying Christmas soup, I usually don't have like a family Christmas dinner of any kind. I was never that family to do that, no. But I know, I know you do ham. Do you do, like, mashed potatoes? And is it, like, Thanksgiving just with ham instead of turkey?
I've never had ham for Christmas.
Oh, I thought that was the thing.
It might be.
Or Christmas goose if you're, like, Charles Dickens times.
I would love it. I would love a Christmas goose. Next Christmas, we're doing a Christmas goose. I want to have a Muppets Christmas Carol feast. It's so bad. I don't know. Does gravy count as a soup?
No.
Would that be the Christmas soup?
I've been learning a lot about soups this month. There's soups, there's stews, there's chowders, there's bisques, there's chilies, and I think I figured out they're all soup. They're all soup. it's like the rectangle is a square, but not all, or all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
There's a similar thing happening with soup. And our first week, we're choosing cold soups, which I just thought would be funny. I've never eaten a cold soup. I've never made a cold soup. I was like,
nope.
I know they exist. And I know that scene in Batman where Alfred hands Batman the soup and Batman takes a sip of it and he goes, cold. And then Alfred's like, it's supposed to be. He's like, oh. And then Batman starts eating the soup again.
Cold.
It's fishy swell, sir. It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah. I forgot about that scene. Yeah, that's great. Was it gazpacho that he was eating?
I think it was something else. I want to say vichyssoise, but that could be wrong. I don't know why that's popped into my brain. But
is it because that was your cold soup recipe?
It was not. My cold soup recipe was destined for failure from the beginning. But we'll talk about that as we get into it.
I will say though, I feel like that if you're doing a cold soup, you're kind of already set up with like a handicap, you know. Because they just taste better warm. like cold tomato soup, like gazpacho is delicious, but I just always want like a warm tomato soup to dip my grilled cheese in. Like I just like...
Yeah, are you going to dip a hot grilled cheese in a cold soup? That seems counterintuitive.
Right? No, that's ludicrous. No, you warm it. Just everything is warm. And I realize this is me saying it, who will eat cold hot dog sometimes, but soup, just the liquid is different. I don't drink cold hot dog water, you know.
The problem with the cold soup is it's like, why isn't it just like a dip, you know? I feel like you're just like watering down a dip of like any kind.
Yeah,
like gazpacho,
or like an au jus that you would you have a sandwich with it and you just do.
I don't know. I made my best attempt, but I feel like it was just flavored. I figured mine was just like flavored yogurt in the end. I feel like I just made like yogurt. Yeah.
Did you find? I'm guessing you didn't do a sweet soup, a sweet cold soup. Is that correct?
There's a sweet element to it, but it was not sweet.
Okay. I did see a lot of, when I was looking up like what are some cold soup inspirations, a lot of it was this like fruit cereal. Have you heard of this?
No. Sounds intriguing.
From my best understanding, which is very limited, but it's that you take a bowl and you put ice and water or coconut milk, and then you put a bunch of fruit in it and you eat it like cereal. And some people call it nature's cereal, which I think there is already a nature's best cereal. So
yeah.
And also, I don't feel like that's cereal, and I don't feel like it's soup either, because but maybe it is, but it feels just like ruining your fruit and eating it with water instead of just having a glass of water with your fruit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like just combining too many things into one thing when they're just better separate.
And calling it a thing that it, like, okay, so a soup has to be cooked, right? Like,
no.
You have to cook it at least. It doesn't. Oh, no.
My cold soup didn't get cooked.
Okay, so that's what I had decided this month, that's what made a soup is that you cooked it, because otherwise you could make anything wet and call it a soup, right?
Yeah, technically cereal is a soup.
Is it?
By the definition of a soup.
What is the definition of a soup?
Okay.
Definition of a soup? We'll just go off that.
My definition of a soup is anything that's in a bowl with liquid and other ingredients, I would say.
Okay. As long as we can count a mug as a bowl sometimes, I'm good.
Yeah. Any container. Here's the definition of a soup. A soup is an umbrella term that describes the resulting dish when you cook solid ingredients. So there's cook in there. But I mean, I didn't cook my cold soup.
Great. Automatic win for me.
Cooks plan for most soups to be served warm, but there are some designed to be cold. So there's the rules are just whatever you want to make them, apparently.
Okay. Okay. I have some questions. Okay. Like, what do you mean design? I mean,
I think it's just liquid, any liquid and any ingredients in a container can be described as a soup.
Okay. Well, I'm having some coffee soup with our
Oh, you put cream in your
today.
Coffee soup?
I put coconut milk in my coffee soup and ice cubes. So
I feel like it has to have some sort of solid ingredient inside of it, but that could be wrong also, for all I know.
I don't
because like a bisque or like just, you know, that's just, it's blended up. So I don't know what to say.
Do you think that like butter, if you were to put butter, milk, and like bouillon powder, that counts as a soup, right? It's a broth.
Yeah, I guess so.
So there, yeah.
I think everything, yeah, so everything coffee. Is a soup.
That's what I'm learning.
The second you add liquid to anything, it becomes soup, apparently.
Great.
which will play into one of my my future soups. Going back to my cold soup, I made a cold cucumber and yogurt soup.
Ooh, that sounds refreshing.
It was pretty nice. Here was my issue. I wanted to instead do a borscht, a cold borscht.
And I almost did a borscht.
And I had beets, but they were expired. They were like the prepackaged ones that I had bought a long time ago. I was like, oh, I have those beets in there. I can make a borscht out of that. And then I took them out of the container. I was like, oh, these are like 5 months expired. Well, I guess I have that cucumber still. So then I type in cucumber cold soup into my into Google, and this is what I came up with. So.
And the cucumber was only a month expired. So here you go.
Cucumber was brand new for what it's worth. So I took a whole English cucumber, put it in a blender. Okay. I cut it up, put it in a blender. I added a full lemon, juice an entire lemon into it. I put a half cup of yogurt and a half cup of sour cream. A lot of the comments, I looked up a lot of soups, and a lot of the comments suggested sour cream because like there was a lot of just yogurt only things. And yogurt is just you're trying to be healthy, and sour cream is like you want it to taste good, you know?
Yeah. So sour cream is what you bring out for company.
So I was like, I'm gonna do that sour cream thing. I put a teaspoon, teaspoon of garlic, chopped garlic in there, parsley and basil, and this was the sweet one. I added honey, put honey in it.
Oh,
I did it to whatever my heart, you know, thought it should be. In a blender, blended it, immediately blended up, put it in the fridge for 4 hours, took it out, ate it. Things it suggested to add were mint, dill, and chives. I only had chives, okay. So that's what I used. But probably would have been better with mint, to be honest. I think it would have been a nice, refreshing, minty soup.
I've seen recipes like that, yeah. I think, with mint.
It also has salt and pepper in it, too. But it was just a cold cucumber soup.
So was it more sweet or more savory?
It was more... the sour side, I'd say, because of the yogurt and the sour cream.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So
I think it maybe should have had more honey in it. I also chopped up some cucumber and just threw it in there at the end just for aesthetics. But
okay. Now, did you take the seeds out, or were the seeds? I guess there's less seeds in an English cucumber, isn't there?
Yeah, there's no seed. Everything blended.
Okay.
The blender ate the whole thing up real easy.
Okay.
And it was the easiest soup to make because I just had to add stuff to a blender and hit the button, call it a day. Mm-hmm. So I like doing that.
I mean, it does that. Yeah, the easy factor. That's nice. I'm trying to picture like what you would eat it with, like as a part of a meal, or would it be by itself?
I ate it by itself, but ultimately, this is my issue with what I was kind of inferring earlier. Is it just tastes like watered down tzatziki sauce, which I love tzatziki sauce.
Yeah,
but it's like, do I want that as a soup?
I can see having that, what you made, like as a side with like a gyro or something, and you can like dip it or pour it on.
This is the cold soup like problem. It's just that you want to use it as a dip. You don't want to just eat it with a spoon.
Right.
It's like opening up a pasta sauce jar and just going in there with a spoon. This doesn't seem right.
I have done that before.
Oh, jeez.
I really needed just a bite of tomato. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds good. What would you rate it? Have we been doing ratings? Let's do ratings.
I give this one like a 2. I think it just...
2 spoons out of 5?
Yeah. I think with the beets, it probably would have took it to maybe a 3 or 4. I wish I would have had those beets in there. And that's the only difference is you had beets. So I kind of want to make it again, but... I also don't care about cold soups, so maybe I won't.
Yeah. Cold soups would probably be more appetizing in the summer, too, not the cold months of the year.
You're not wrong about that. Maybe, yeah. All right, Jacqueline, what did you do for your cold soup?
Well, you kind of alluded to it earlier. I did us up a vichyssoise.
Mm.
I've never done that before. I found Anthony Bourdain's recipe for it, so I figured that had to be good. So a vichyssoise is 4 tablespoons of butter, 8 leeks, but the white part only, and you just like chop it up the stalk, you know? 2 medium potatoes cut into cubes, 2 cups of chicken stock, 2 cups of heavy cream, 4 chives, so I did chives also, a pinch of nutmeg and some salt and pepper. So you pretty much just saute the leeks in butter, and then you throw the potatoes in, let those cook a little bit, throw everything else in, cook it all up, take your immersion blender and make it smooth. And so what I did, because I was suspicious, I tried it warm first just to get the flavors. And then I let it cool and tried it cool. And it is so much better warm. I don't understand why we eat it cold. Like cold potatoes is such an odd flavor and texture, because you have all that, like, it just tasted like I was just lazy and hungry and I just should have warmed it up. Yeah. And the rest of it I did warm up and eat warm because I just liked it way, way better.
It's just the equivalent of eating leftover soup out of the fridge and not bothering to heat it up. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all this is, right?
Yes. And I did find out, so there's all this butter, there's all this heavy cream that's so much like fat. And if fat is cold, it just kind of congeals and the texture just is off. And if it's warm, it's just all just like lovely in your mouth and everything. So, I mean, vichyssoise is good. It's just butter and cream and potatoes and a little bit of onion flavor, but I would warm it up. That might not be okay, but that's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, what would you rate your soup out of a 1 to 5 stars?
All right, I'm going to cheat and split it. So cold, I'm also going to give it a 2. Because I wouldn't eat it cold again. I didn't eat it cold again. But warm, I'm giving it a 4.5 out of 5. It's so good.
So good. So a 2. We both made 2 cold soup. Yeah, I don't even know if you can get a cold soup above a 2, to be honest. I thought we were both going to make gazpacho, because that just seems like the most basic thing to make. So I was like, I'm not going to do that, you know?
Yeah. I did that too. I was like, well, Brad's definitely making gazpacho, so I can't. Maybe I'll do borscht, but I thought I did borscht when we were like season 1. I suspected I might have done it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Vichyssoise and cold cucumber soup. I'm curious to hear if anybody else listening, if they have done a cold soup that they would rate higher than a 2 out of 5.
Is there somebody out like there that makes cold soup on the regular? Do you have a go-to cold soup recipe? I'd like to know. TopRowChef@gmail.com. Vote for who you thought won this week's cold soup, Instagram, and TikTok. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/TopRowChef.
Yep. Enjoy your cold soups, friends.